السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليالي العشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة، يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة، وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر. رواه الترمذي. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very soon the holy month of Dhul Hijjah is going to begin. Tomorrow is moon sighting, 29th of Dhul Hijjah. This is Makru time, brother. If you can, when you stop, then you can pray, inshallah. Then if you sight the moon tomorrow, inshallah, or if you get the news from anywhere in the US, inshallah, the first of Dhul Hijjah will be on Sunday. And then these, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is very auspicious, very sacred, and full of virtues. To that extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath in this Surah Al-Fajr. Wal-Fajri wal-layalin ashr. Most of the commentators of the Holy Quran mention that this is the 10 days of first of Dhul Hijjah. Is auto, brothers. Why are you turning off? No, it is on for Zawal. That is Makru time. And this time you should not pray Salat. When you get off, then you can pray. Jazakumullah khairan. So, most of the commentators mention that this 10 days, first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, is a very auspicious days. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that Allah loves the a'mal, good deeds done during these 10 days. To that extent that he does not, you know, pay attention to these good deeds and does not reward other than these 10 days of the year. This is the most virtuous days. Anyone who fasts during this first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, every fast is equivalent to 1 year fasting. And every night you spend in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equivalent in reward and thawab, like standing during the Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. These 10 days and 10 nights are so auspicious. Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast all 9 days. Every day of Dhul Hijjah is so great that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially with regard to the Yawm al-Arafah. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Siyam Yawm al-Arafah ahtasibu ala Allahi أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده. That just one day of fasting of Yawm al-Arafah, which is 9th of Dhul Hijjah, is such a great day. Yawm al-Arafah is the best day of the whole year. And those hujjaj who go to perform Hajj, they have to stay wukuf al-Arafah, they have to do wukuf al-Arafah. Otherwise, their Hajj is not completed, their Hajj is not accepted. For a while, they have to stay in the Maidan Arafat. And this is the significant, that Yawm al-Qiyamah will take place on this Maidan, on this plain of Arafat. So like people are gathering from all over the world, different languages, different, you know, ethnicity, different colors of the skins. They get together. Likewise, on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, you know, the is going to take place on this same place. So it is resembling and reminding us, prepare for Yawm al-Akhirah. Prepare for Yawmul Akhirah, it's going to come very soon. So, Ulama explained, especially Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahmatullahi, a very great Mufassir of the Quran. He said, why these 10 days are auspicious and full of virtues compared to all other days of the year? He said, these, if you think and ponder, in these days, all arkan are gathered together. Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the main message of his entire life was to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed, oneness of Allah. Then you find the salah. Then you find the zakah. Then you find the siyam, like this 9 days of the siyam. And what is the last pillar of Islam? Hajj. Hajj also takes place only during these days of Dhul Hijjah. So all 5 arkan, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, very famous hadith we heard over and over again, Bunyal Islam ala khamsin, shahadati Allah ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah, wa iqami salah, wa ita'i zakah, wa sawmi ramadan, wal hajj man istata'a ilayhi sabila, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So all 4 arkans, like tawheed is with every Muslim daily, day and night. He has to be in the state of tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with iman, without sleeping, walking, doing anything. Iman is there, right? Throughout the year, throughout the life. Salat, people are performing all year long, 5 times a day. Zakat, people are giving different months, different as it becomes compulsory upon them, especially during the month of Ramadan. And the fasting, obligatory fasting, we do during the month of Ramadan, but throughout the year, we do fast. Muharram, like Ayyam Bid, 13, 14, 15 of every month, and the Sunnah of Rasulullah used to fast every Monday and Thursdays. So these are the days comes in every month. So these 4 arkans we find throughout the year. Only missing part is what? Hajj. Hajj, we cannot find any month. You cannot find anywhere in the world. To perform the Hajj, we have to have the month of Dhul Hijjah, and we have to have the Maqam, Makkah al-Mukarramah. Anywhere else, you cannot perform Hajj. So this is the Ar-Rukna, which is missing in 11 months of the year. But here in these 10 days, is all get together. Hajj also is there. So it's complete Arkan of Islam. Muslims are performing during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And that's the reason why these days and nights are very auspicious and full of blessings and full of barakah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that during these days you should make tasbihat, la ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar abundantly. Keep on saying these 3 tasbihat during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. This is which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. And especially Takbir-i-Tashriq, which will start on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah from Fajr time till the 13th of Dhul Hijjah Asr time. So after every Faraz Salat from the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, male and female, we all have to recite a Takbir at least 1 time, according to another Mazhab 3 times. But we should read after Faraz Salat, whether you are praying Salat with congregation, with the Jamaat, or you are praying Salat alone anywhere else. After making Assalamu Alaikum after Faraz Salat, remember from the 9th of Dhul Hijjah till the 13th of Dhul Hijjah is about 23 prayers, 23 Salat altogether. After every Faraz Salat, we have to recite this Takbir of Tashriq, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Even our woman folk, sometimes we remember here because we are praying together, congregation, someone forgets, someone is saying louder, so we remember and we start saying that. But woman folk, they're praying Salat at home, they are alone. What they should do, they must write it down on the piece of paper and hang it on the in the wall wherever they are praying Salat. In their rooms, that's where they will remember when they see the paper, they say, oh, I have to say the Takbir. So it is wajib upon the female as well. So they should also read, but the difference is the male is going to recite louder with the loud voice and the woman should recite with the soft voice. They should not say Allahu Akbar. Even takbir, they're not allowed to say louder. Right? Even their sound, their voice also aura. So that's how, you know, Islam is taking care and of dignity of the woman folk. So now, brothers, one more mas'ala. Those brothers or sisters who want to sacrifice animal, make used to do the qurbani, they should stop cutting their hairs and nails from tomorrow. Tomorrow is the, you know, we're going to see the moon, inshallah, and from the Sunday, the first day of Dhul-Hijjah will commence. So those brothers and sisters who intend to perform the qurbani here or abroad anywhere, they should not shave the beard, they should not cut the nail, they should do it today and get it done, or tomorrow and before Asr. That is the time period. And they should do it after their qurbani is sacrificed. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to take advantage of these auspicious holy days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah and spend our time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, remember, if you cannot do any extra ibadah, is okay, but don't miss your farais. Make sure this 5 times salat is farz, compulsory, obligatory upon each and every one. So we should not miss all this during these days, our salat. Just try to come to the masjid as much as possible. If you cannot make it, at least read at home, inshallah. So everybody will do that. May Allah give us